Victim Services. Resources are available through the VPD Victim Services Unit, 604-717-2737 and Victim Link BC. Call or text 1-800-563-0808, or email 211-victimlinkbc@uwbc.ca. Update. 5 p.m. A man has been charged with 8 counts of second-degree murder after 11 people were killed when a driver plowed through a crowd at a Filipino festival in Vancouver Saturday night. Read the full story here. Update. 1:30 p.m. 11 people are dead and dozens of others are injured after a man drove a vehicle through a crowd at a Vancouver Filipino festival Saturday. Vancouver Police Interim Chief Steve Rye called the violence senseless and heartbreaking. On behalf of everyone at the Vancouver Police Department, I want to extend my condolences to the victims, their families and loved ones, he said Sunday morning. Police say the 11 victims range in age from 5 to 65. The number of dead could rise in the coming days or weeks, said Rye. Glacier Media has confirmed with a source 26 people were transported to the hospital with conditions ranging from critical to serious. Lapu Lapu Day is named after a 16th century indigenous leader in Mactan, Philippines. Saturday, April 26, was the second annual Lapu Lapu Day block party. This is the darkest day in our city, said Rye. Bella IQ sets flowers at 41st and Fraser. Mike Howell. It is impossible to overstate how many lives have been impacted forever by this lone individual. The festival had been taking place near the grounds of John Oliver Secondary School. It was expected that tens of thousands of people would attend throughout the day. There were hundreds of festival goers on the street, said Rye. Police are not naming the Vancouver suspect as charges have yet to be laid against him. The man is currently in a secure cell. I can also tell you that the person we have in custody does have a significant history with police and healthcare professionals related to mental health, said Rye. We've had a substantive contact with them over mental health issues. Homicide investigators are presenting evidence to Crown Counsel and additional information will be provided once charges have been approved. The black Audi that was driven into people was owned by an individual related to the suspect, according to VPD. Vancouver police said there were zero issues at the festival last year and no elements that required a change. The actual event was occurring in a closed area of the school, said Rye. Police said there were no barriers denying people access to the food trucks where the incident occurred. The only public roadway that was partially closed was a minor street behind the high school. More than 100 Vancouver police officers are working on the investigation. We will continue to dedicate every available resource at our disposal to complete this investigation and to support the community as it grieves, said Rye. It's hard to make sense of something so senseless, he added. I know there are questions about whether this tragedy could have been prevented. Speaking Sunday afternoon at 44th Avenue and Fraser, down the street from the scene of the incident, Premier David Eby pledged his support to the Filipino community and to getting answers. British Columbians have the right to be angry. Here's a community that's done nothing but give, Eby said, noting he had attended the festival with his daughter the day prior. Obviously, this person is profoundly ill, but there's so many questions that I have. There's so many questions that British Columbians have. How that could take place, how we could get to that moment. As we learn those answers, we'll take the action that's necessary to ensure that it can't happen again, the premier said. The focus right now, Eby said, is supporting victims and their families. I want to turn the rage that I feel into ensuring we stand with the Filipino community, that we deliver what they need, that we stand with those families who lost loved ones, those who've been injured, that we are not defined by this, he told reporters. Last week, the province announced the opening of 10 new involuntary beds at Surrey Pretrial Services Center. Asked if Saturday's event gives him a new sense of urgency to fast-track more beds, Eby said, I think it's important for investigators, for others to go into this with an open mind, to provide the answers to the public, so that we can ensure that we have the systems in place to prevent this kind of thing from happening. In some cases, that may be a change in how the city does security for events, or maybe a change in healthcare response. BC. Premier David Eby held a press conference April 27, 2025, pledging his commitment to supporting the Filipino community and getting answers. Mike Howell. The Premier said he'll be meeting with the Prime Minister and leaders from the Filipino community Sunday evening. I know that this attack will not stop us from gathering and celebrating, Eby said about what he'd say to anyone considering attending future festivals. We will as a community come out of this stronger. On Sunday morning, a memorial with flowers, teddy bears and notes started to take shape at the site. A GoFundMe campaign has been launched to support the victims and their families. It was shared by the Vancouver Police Foundation on its social media channels. Every donation, no matter the size, will go toward helping them cover hospital bills, funeral costs, and immediate daily needs as they navigate through unimaginable loss and recovery, the GoFundMe write-up said. Update, 7:30 a.m. 9 people are dead, including one child and multiple other people are injured after a man drove a vehicle drove through a crowd at a Vancouver Filipino festival. Vancouver police confirmed on Sunday morning the number of people killed was 9. Our thoughts are with all those affected by this tragic incident, says a spokesperson. Police are expected to provide more details at 9 a.m. on Sunday. An emergency response document has been created online where people can support the community by offering childcare, cooking, or volunteering. Update, 2 a.m. Police officers in Vancouver have set up at a community center for people who have not been able to find their family members. A 24-hour assistance center has been established at the Douglas Park Community Center, 801 West 22nd Avenue. Vancouver police officers and victim services professionals have been deployed to help anyone who has not been able to contact a loved who was at the Lapu-Lapu Festival. For people who cannot attend in person, you can call 604-717-3321. Update, 12:15 a.m. Police are unable to confirm how many people have died after a driver drove through a crowd of people attending the Lapu-Lapu Festival in Vancouver. There are still family members that have to be contacted, said Vancouver Police Interim Chief Steve Rye. Glacier Media has confirmed with sources that at least 8 people are dead, including one child. The motive and why the suspect drove into the crowd is not clear. I would be speculating if I stated a factor in it, said Rye. We will have more details in the morning. The 30-year-old suspect was known to police. VPD says it's confident this incident was not an act of terrorism. Police confirmed a man was taken into custody by witnesses who were in the crowd. A video shared on social media shows a man trying to cover his face while people shout at him. In the video, he can be heard saying, "I'm sorry." In a post on Facebook, Filipino BC said its community is still trying to find the words to express the deep heartbreak brought on by this senseless tragedy. "We are devastated for the families and victims," said the statement. "We encourage everyone to check in, support and hold each other. Do not hesitate to access resources available. You are not alone." Resources available include VPD Victim Services Unit, 604-717-2737. Victim Link BC. Call or text 1-800-563-0808. Or email 211-victimlinkbc@uwbc.ca. 310 Mental Health Line, 310-6789. Crisis Line, 1-800-784-2433. Anyone who has information is asked to contact police at 604-717-2500. Original, 9:42 p.m. A number of people have been killed and multiple other people have been injured after a driver drove through a festival crowd on Saturday in Vancouver. The Vancouver Police Department said the fatal incident occurred at East 41st Avenue and Fraser Street shortly after 8 p.m. Saturday. Jen Edaba Castaneto was working as a security guard at the festival when she heard and saw the vehicle plow through the crowd. "It was like boom, boom, boom. People started screaming," she told Glacier Media. She immediately ran to help. "Bodies everywhere," she recalled. "You don't know who to help, here or there. It's so shocking. We're all okay physically, but honestly, I'm still very shaken up," said Edaba Castaneto. "I'm in shock and have been experiencing panic attacks after witnessing everything that happened." Social media posts show a heavy police presence on Fraser Street and East 43rd Street. Video shows multiple first responders surrounding an area and treating people. VPD said a 30-year-old Vancouver man was arrested at the scene and is in custody. "We will provide more information as the investigation unfolds," said a spokesperson. Glacier Media has reached out to the Vancouver Police Department and BC Emergency Health Services and is awaiting a response. In a post on X, BCEHS said many staff reached out and offered to come in to help with the call volumes. "If you aren't sure if you need paramedics tonight, please call 811. We appreciate your patience as we respond to those who need help the most first," read the post. Saturday marked the Lapu Lapu Day 2025 block party, featuring food and performers, for the Filipino community. The day is one of the biggest celebrations in the Philippines. Lapu Lapu Day is named after an indigenous resistance fighter in the Philippines who fought against Spanish colonization in the 16th century. "I never imagined I would see this happen, especially during what was supposed to be a joyful event for our community," said Edaba Castaneto. Vancouver Mayor Ken Sim said in a statement that he was shocked and deeply saddened by what he called a horrific incident at the festival. "Our thoughts are with all those affected and with Vancouver's Filipino community during this incredibly difficult time," he said. BC Premier David Eby said in a post to social media platform X that he's shocked and heartbroken to hear about the lives lost and those injured at the festival. NDP leader Jagmeet Singh also posted on X, saying he was horrified to learn about what happened at the festival and is offering thoughts to the victims, their families, and Vancouver's Filipino community. With a file from Canadian Press.